Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Darren Frehill is here with the sports news, and there's plenty to talk about, Darren.
Oh, absolutely, Paul. It was quite the day in the Allianz Leagues yesterday, I have to say. So much late drama, and that brought great excitement. But we also had some controversial moments.
Indeed.
And, led to some match-defining moments. And it's already, like, even this morning here in the office, it's everyone's talking about it, you know. It's been brilliant to watch and brilliant to witness all these games, the great excitement. But then there's probably a lot of grey areas. I think a lot of it is down to misunderstanding in terms of, you know, people not really understanding the rules.
Is there a rules meeting today?
They are due to meet again. There's so much up. Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play this little clip for you, first of all. This is Jim McGuinness from yesterday. They came from 8 points down yesterday to beat Derry. And the big thing here is for Jim McGuinness is people are wondering, should they get to the league final? What will happen there? Because they played Derry in a big championship game the weekend.
They being?
Derry and Donegal, yeah. Yep. So the problem is they'll have a week to prepare then after a league final. So he's going to talk about that to Adrian Eames, but he's also going to talk about the game has gone too fast, he thinks, and also late changes in the rules like this. It's an ongoing process and it won't be defined fully until a couple of weeks before the championship. So here he is. This is his little chat with Adrian Eames yesterday.
The league final and the first round of the Ulster Championship the week after is not ideal for us. It certainly isn't ideal for us. But I think for a lot of teams, and I don't know if that's the way the competition should be or should be set up, you know. And I don't think it's fair on the sponsors in particular. You know, I think you should have a competition that everybody wants to be in and everybody wants to win. So even the fact that you're asking me this question is obviously means that conversation is going on around the country. All I can say is that, you know, we'll be going now and we'll be reassessing our own squad. We're safe now, and that was what we wanted to achieve. And then in the coming days, make decisions that are the right thing for ourselves.
And you spoke about the rules last week after the game against Galway. Clearly, there's going to be a few tweaks made in the next wee while. What would you like to see before things move forward again?
I suppose it's not what I would like to see. I think it's just observations. Like the game last night, I thought there was a lot of chaos in the game, maybe not in a good way, in the sense that there was a lot of moments where people didn't know what was going on, people didn't know what was happening. I think the 20 seconds on the kick out, I don't understand what we're trying to achieve there. You know, looking at the game last night, it was very, very intensive. I don't know where players are supposed to get a breather. It almost feels like everything that the FRC are coming up with is to try and create a level of fatigue in the players. I don't think...
But that's surely going to come at a cost to players, isn't it?
It is coming at a cost to players. There's no doubt about that it's coming at a cost. And I don't know what, you know, it's almost like an attack on goalkeepers at the minute. You know, you don't have time to work through your kick-out strategies. You know, you're not allowed to take the ball. You're talking about not being able to go forward with the ball. So none of that matters to me. I don't care what way it falls. But I do think there's just an awful lot being thrown at everybody. We can't keep up, and this is what we do. Like, we're in the game. You know, we're coaching every single week. And we can't keep up. There's so much going on, and you know, my understanding is now the tweaks are not going to happen until the 13th of March. You know, that's what, maybe 3 weeks before we play.
That is Jim McGuinness, and he had plenty to say there as well, hasn't he?
He wasn't the only one.
No, and do you know what, I'm going to go into another game in a lot more detail a little bit later on, and you'll be interested in this one, Gavin. Meath and Westmeath, and a big debate over when the hooter sounded and when the ball hit the net. And this is the reality of the new rules.
Four wins in a row, Darren. Sorry.
Well, we'll hear from both managers later. This is a really interesting story, and there's a lot of people. I've gotten communications from people in Westmeath. They are furious about what happened there. We'll go into that in more detail. In the hurling, the All-Ireland champions Clare beat Limerick in Division 1A to win their first game of the campaign. So a 3-point win there. Huge crowd, over almost 17,000 people. Clare, though, need more results to go the way, but to stay up. In 1B, Offaly continued their fine start to the year, beating Westmeath. Waterford kept their push for promotion with a late come-from-behind win against Dublin, and Antrim came from behind as well to draw with Carlow. In the Little Ladies Football League, Armagh continued their brilliant form. Comfortable win against Kildare. 5 wins from 5. Let's hear from one of their key players, Caroline O'Hanlon.
What about you, Caroline O'Hanlon? You're one of the more experienced players on this Armagh team. What keeps you going? I mean, you've done it all. You've played for Armagh. You've won league titles. You've played netball for Ireland. You've played the international rules. What else is there?
Well, we still haven't got the big one yet. So I suppose it's always that hope. And like I know the talent that's in Armagh over the years, and we just have never had enough to get over the line. And I suppose each year you look at it and you think, you know, is there a possibility? And, you know, every year you think, yeah, I do think there is. But I suppose it's hope that kills you, really. But I'm hoping this year. But look, yeah, as long as you're fit and healthy to be on the pitch, I suppose you just try and play as long as you can.
Yeah, a bitter disappointment for the Irish women's hockey team. We're going to hear from them later in the programme. Lost to New Zealand in a shootout in that Nations Cup final, and Fulham have beaten Manchester United on penalties in the FA Cup. Brighton beat Newcastle 2-1.